Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area at 12 noon Central. And then right behind me, they are keeping an eye on everything. Our hurricane specialists and meteorologists looking at the aircraft data, looking at everything they can to bring us the updates on Hurricane Laura. Right now, 75 mile an hour winds, about 620 miles southeast of Galveston. The system is moving west-northwest at 16 miles an hour. And look at the latest forecast track here. And you can notice one thing to notice here, a few things to talk about. One is the actual impact stretching well outside the center. That's the area of tropical storm force winds, about 150 miles away from the center. So if we project that forward, you can see just how wide this storm is, how large this storm is. And that's well outside the cone once we start getting close to the coast and along the entire time. So forecasting strengthening. A stronger hurricane with time. This is 7 a.m. on Wednesday. Approaching the coast, 7 p.m. Wednesday. But remember, those impacts could be well ahead of where the center is. So you can start getting those rain bands. You start seeing the water level start to rise. You start seeing some of that storm surge. And staying a hurricane as we move northward, right there into East Texas and portions of West Louisiana, and also moving into Arkansas, still a depression. So going to be a lot of rainfall, going to be some impacts associated with this, associated with power outages, and that's why we have some of these warnings. I did want to look at a situation where you can actually look at those arrival times of those tropical storm force winds. And right here, if I draw it in the yellow and those reds and the purples, that's the highest probability of actually getting those tropical storm force winds arriving southeast Louisiana tomorrow morning. And then with time during the day tomorrow, spreading towards the north. So we have to be ready. Got to be getting ready today, getting ready for those winds to start increasing even into tomorrow. And you look at the probability of hurricane force winds. If you look at this area also well outside the cone, that includes portions of Houston. You go over to Beaumont, Port Arthur, Lake Charles, areas could see some of those hurricane force winds. Some of the rainfall associated with this will be heavy, could see some flooding. The Weather Prediction Center puts this together. This is the areas with the highest probability of getting flash flooding. Anywhere in this red area and yellow area, you could see some of those rains that could produce that flash flooding. So urban flooding, creeks and rivers, you really gotta watch out for the dangers of that. So turn around, don't drown. You gotta stay out of these areas when it comes to some of this heavy rainfall. The most dangerous aspect of these storms is the storm surge historically, and these very large values in here, a life-threatening situation associated with the storm surge. Areas like Galveston Bay, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge, Bolivar Peninsula up to Sea-Rim State Park in here, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. And as we travel from Sea-Rim State Park in Texas over to Intercoastal City, we have a value of 9 to 13 foot of storm surge. So a life-threatening situation. Please listen to those local officials. If they tell you you got to get out of that area, please listen to them, because that is a life-threatening situation. And look how far east we see some of those storm surge values. Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 feet, Intercoastal City, any of these areas could see some of those high values. And I wanted to actually show this. It's not just coastal. In red here, that's areas with greater than 9 foot of storm surge. All along here could see very life-threatening storm surge. So listen to those local officials. Time is to prepare. Today is the time to get ready. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.